Well, the maximum input on the amp is 5 watts, so it's going to be QRP regardless.
Yeah. So my now this is my inexperience talking because I don't have a radio or any amplifier like that, but I would think if you put it like 1 watt, let's say, I think you'd be okay. I don't think it's going to hurt the radio. It's kind of like an HT. Most HT antennas are nowhere near 2 to 1 even. Some of them are 3 or even higher, and it won't hurt them because it's low power. Now, that FT1 is a different kind of radio than that. Might be a little more sensitive. I don't know. And you probably can't ask Yaesu because they're going to be like, well, it's not a Yaesu product, so we can't tell you what's going to happen. I see. We rattled John enough to where his fuzziness is a little clearer now. Go ahead, John.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, see, the nice thing about tying in the push to talk, and this is one thing. I have an option on some of my radios, like my 10-tech Orion, that whether I'm doing Vox or I'm doing a regular push-to-talk for the radio, okay, I can actually dial a delay in, a keying delay, which the amplifier will be keyed before the transmitter actually transmits. So that's one of the luxuries I've had with some of the equipment over the years, okay. And I've been mostly a stickler to have something that I can wire push to talk in. So when you're using the RF sense, that's why I can't say a whole lot. But that is an option that if you don't know about it, you wouldn't find it staring at you in the manual on some of these radios, okay? And I'm running a 10-tech Orion most of the time, and I have something dialed right in there. I have some older equipment that I'm cheating. The push-to-talk pedal will key the amplifier before the transmitter. And that's my old vacuum equipment. So that's why I can't say on one hand, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But I'm just letting you know what my preference is and why. Of course, it, you know, makes everything key very nicely. But that's something else there. You know, I'd always go for the hard wire because I've got a few options here. So, and a lot of people don't dial in a delay. So when they hit that push to talk, it's very close to what our sensing is doing. You know, if you're comparing the two. And once again, I can't give you a great answer. I wish I could. But food for thought, K9PGC.
Go ahead, Aiden.